And I said, look, that body fire. He went out there in that barn and got all that whiskey.
Yeah.
Brought it in there. And then he asked me, before he went out there, he said, what's that right there? I said, I don't know. No, I didn't see it. No, he got the jaw for you. He said, what is that? I said, kerosene. He says, that kerosene? I said, smell it and see. Well, it was.
Yeah.
Then he put that down and saw the bottle top.
The whiskey on
that. Oh, there's the scuttle. He said, what's that? I said, smell it and see.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
He said, well, this is whiskey. Then he went on out there in that barn and got all that whiskey, but I didn't own it. I told him, well, now that was outdoors, was more people lived that size than me. And he couldn't swear I put that out there. But it was 30-some people in that house. And I had done sold about 60-some-odd dollars worth of whiskey.
My goodness.
But they carried me.
Did they get the money?
No, I kept the money. I didn't take your money. But they carry you in for that whiskey. And you had to pay your fine. So I don't know now, but that, they still didn't find them. Nothing. I had to go before Gordon. And I didn't know. We were sitting upstairs waiting for name to be called. And Mr. was there. Sam, I worked it for him. Now he kept whiskey all over my head. Where I stood and washed dishes was a cabinet up there. And he'd have scrap iron. And he drank it. He'd reach up over my head because he knew I didn't drink it.
No.
And he wouldn't hide it from me. But Gordon Chambers called my name. And I went on down the steps and went up there. And he said, well, they got you accused of selling whiskey. Are you guilty or not guilty? I said, I ain't guilty. He said, well, he told one of the police to call the one that arrested me. He said, get him. Mr. L said, wait a minute, Mr. Chambers, let me talk to him. And he carried me out in the hall. And he said, well, you're going to have to fight the case if you don't say you're guilty. Send out a cost you money, and I don't want you to have to pay out no money. So I went back in there. I said, I'm guilty. I didn't know what you meant. God, I had the whiskey, but it wasn't mine.
Lord, you got out of that.
So then he told me, he said, well, if you don't have no more whiskey under 6 months, I'll turn you loose. I said, thank you.
And went on out, huh?
And they didn't catch me no more after that.
They didn't.
Well, honey, I was a nut. And I could talk so foolish.
Yes.
But I never was, when I fight anybody, I just tell the truth about that. I said, what they're doing to me and what I'm doing to them, what I've done to them. But all them days gone.
Yes, yes.
But now I went around that way, Louise, from Genesee, I was baptized in 1911. You know when I started serving in church? 1934.
1934, that was a long time.
I stayed right down there, behind Willie Mae. This year, library was the fire engine house.
Yes.
They didn't have no loudspeakers to the car. They'd have to arrest you and carry you there to that
fire station.
And call the patrol. They arrested me one night back there. I was drunk. I was half drunk.
Yes.
Big fat police. And he carried me up there to get called at patrol. When I come to myself, I lashed him in the bed. I said, you sure is fat. He said, don't hurt it. I said, I won't. They laugh at me.
Yes,
yes. But I come on glad. I said, I ain't gonna eat no peas.
That's what they would serve down there, peas, huh?
Yeah, eat peas up in the stockade. Cornbread and peas and all corn and all kind of mess like that. And then when you go up there, if you didn't have no money, them niggas would try you, would be up there. And one of kind himself is the judge. One would be your lawyer. And then